Hey everybody, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm your host, and we're going to spend the next bit of time together here exploring the realms of time and space and our personal journeys through it. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome, and thank you for coming. Thank you for taking the time to be here tonight, participate. We will have open lines for readings. I suggest, if you are new, that you check out my website to see, get an idea of what's going on here. And that is starofthemagi.com. You have a link there on your page. The call-in numbers for the show tonight are 530-327-7602, 530-7765-185, and 530-413-4511. I think those are on your screen as well. So the oracle that I am referring to in my show as I speak with you tonight is an ancient form of timekeeping, and this, of course, is my interpretation of it. It is mathematically based, and it's relative to our calendar, and therefore our birthdays. And so we have a life path and a destiny and all sorts of things going on that are defined in this system. Lots of secrets hidden in our birthdays and in each day, which is why I put the card of the day on my website every day, and I also send it out in email free to those who sign up. You can sign up on my website if you're not on that list. And also, I've started doing a daily podcast, so you can get to that through either the Card of the Day or on my Facebook fan page, which is Cards of Destiny, or through my website. And I'm trying to figure out how to load it properly to iTunes, because I'm creating a graveyard on iTunes with my podcast. I do one, and then the next one, I think I figured it out today. Actually, when I was driving, I thought, oh, maybe that's how I'm supposed to do it. So I'll try it tonight and see what happens. But you can get to those podcasts through the links. And I'm talking more than, you know, about the day than what I write in the emails and on the sites. And I also talk a little bit about people's birthdays. So if today's your birthday, happy birthday. When I am going to do personal readings on the phone tonight, and I'm going to try to keep them short. And I'm going to also try to keep it very universal or global so that everybody gains something from what's being said. If you want to email me rather than call in, you can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. However, you know, the calls often line up, and so I try to keep my eye on the email. So I know that a lot of you are familiar with my books and things. For those of you that aren't, and a lot of you have had readings with me, and some of you are in my online classes that I'm doing, what I want you to know, if you're not familiar with what I'm doing, is when I do these readings, I'm not laying cards out like fortune telling, you know, I don't have a deck of cards in my hand. What I do have is 91 charts that are composed. Each one is composed of 52 cards and planetary influences and time cycles. So I'm looking at those relative to your birthday and the age you are right now. So you can explore my website and find out a little bit more about that. So I'm going to take a call because there is somebody on the line, and I sort of want to stagger things tonight if I can get away with that. So, Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
California.
Uh-huh. It's a big state.
Orange County.
There you go. Thank you. So, did you know that your birthday is the Six of Clubs birthday?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to tell you that. Now, you were born in 1979. So, how old are you?
30. I'll be 31 this month.
31. You have a birthday coming up on the 28th of April. So, I'm going to wish you a happy birthday in advance. So do you have a specific question that you want to ask me, or do you want me to just tell you what I see is coming up with your new year?
Yes, please, if you could just tell me what you see.
Okay, so you're a Taurus Six of Clubs. So do you have something to write with?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, your birth card is the Six of Clubs. Your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Hearts. Here for you. There's going to be a lot of expansion. You're going to be changing your values, your priorities, how you're thinking. Everything is up for grabs here. It's going to be exciting. Your Six of Clubs sitting up in the Ten of Spades house. You have the Ten of Spades in Venus. So you are going to be driven, and you're probably already feeling this, to accomplish more and to take some aspect of your life to the next level. It could be work. You've got very strong cards for both spiritual and material accomplishment coming your way this year. Are you thinking about going back to school or teaching something, or?
I am dabbling in the idea, yes.
Uh-huh. Because I see you moving in that direction after your birthday.
Okay.
I mean, you really have a lot of...
I was just going to say, I'm trying to figure out what my next step is.
See, I would highly recommend you read what I wrote about your card. You can see a partial description from my greeting cards on my website. There's a longer one on my iPhone application or my book, but something you need to know, it can take you a while to figure out what you actually want to do.
Right.
This is part of your nature. You're very intuitive and very dreamy, and it's important for you to understand the nature of who you are. Because, you know, you're not driven by ambition like a lot of people are. And so you can't compare yourself to others. You have to follow that inner passion that you have. So this year, you're going to have more drive than usual, and you want to move with that drive. And really let yourself, look, don't think that you need to do just one thing. You know, well, I want to do this or do I want to do that? Don't do that to yourself. Let yourself do one thing when you feel it and another thing when you feel it. Don't try to put yourself into a box, okay, because you just get frustrated and feel defeated.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
It sure does, yeah. Everything does.
Yeah, so this is a year, I mean, the year coming up, you have tremendous influences for putting yourself on a path where you can really focus and stay focused, which can sometimes be a challenge, and go in a direction where you create a foundation for yourself to grow your financial good fortune and stability. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look, the secret for you, and this is true for all people born with these sixes, when you feel motivated, just ride that wave. As soon as that motivation leaves you, turn into your dreaming and your imagination and create on the inside. Then when the next wave of motivation comes, go for it. And just do that. Don't get into editing or judging yourself, because you might as well just, you know, well, I won't use my graphic analogies, but you know, it's not good. Just go with the flow. You're constantly changing. And sometimes you feel like somebody put you on hold and forgot to come back to the phone.
Right.
That's because you're being pulled inside. You're being asked to come into your dreaming self. So you create inside, and then when the motivation comes to take the actions associated with that dreaming, that's what you do.
Okay?
Okay. Does that make sense?
It does. So just go with whatever I'm getting.
Yes. When you're getting it. When you're not getting it, dream. Be with your imagination. You can only move with your inspiration.
Right.
You know, inspiration plus action equals manifestation. That's true for all of us. You know, you're the six of clubs. I call this the couch potato card. It's one of the most brilliant, intuitive cards in the deck. However, it's really easy to you know, just get spaced out. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So,
is it because you're right, I am definitely not motivated by the money. I'm motivated by what makes me feel right, because I'm very intuitive. So I should just stick with that versus trying to do what everyone else is doing.
Correct. Truer words were never spoken. Absolutely. Yes, that's exactly what you do. Follow your intuition. Do what you love doing, and do it when you want to do it.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't fit into the 9-to-5 punching the time goodie clock model. You don't fit in there. Some people can do that a whole lifetime and they're absolutely fine with it. You are not that person. That's why the system is so amazing. Because, you know, our natures are clearly revealed to us. You do really well within a structure. If you have a structure that you can move in a creative, intuitive way within, that's the best deal for you.
Right, and I am in a 9-to-5 job right now, and I'm struggling on a way to get out of it because I make a good income, and so it's like, what do I do?
Right. Well, I wouldn't try to figure this out. I would just be present in the moment and let these influences move you, because I'm telling you, after you have your birthday, you're going to feel like somebody put you on a turbocharged magic carpet.
Okay, because I'm starting to feel that already.
Yeah, we feel these influences come in a few weeks before our birthday,
right,
which is really great. Okay, darling?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Sherry. Keep listening. Bye. You know, everybody, I do personal readings, and if you do a reading within 2 weeks, either side of your birthday, you get a $50 discount. So just so you know that, I'll put a little plug in there for that. And this is important learning for all of us with the energy of the sixes, because if you look at the six, write a six. It turns in. You start at the top. You come down and it turns into itself, right? Sixes draws in, you know. And so when sixes show up in our cards, in our time cycles, you know, we can feel really lethargic or lazy. We don't want to do anything. What's really happening is we're being called into ourselves. We're being called into dream. We're being called into our imagination. I liken this to surfers because, you know, I lived in Kauai for a long time. And every day at sunset, I would go in to go down to the beach at the end of the day. In the morning, I'd go walk at sunrise. And then the end of the day, I'd go. And sometimes I'd just sit there and watch the surfers. And it's so cool to watch them because in most places in Hawaii, they have to paddle out pretty far to get, you know, where the break is. And that's a lot of effort. And they'll sit there and watch before they even get in the water, make sure they want to make that effort. And then once they get out there, they wait until there's a really good set coming, you know. And the six energy is very like that, you know, very much like that. It's, you know, it's an energy that's calm, and the energy of the six is all about balance and harmony. And so this energy is calm energy that turns within. And when it gets full inside, then it's propelled out, just like a wave. Just like a wave. The wave has to gather itself in order to break. You know, so we must go within and allow ourselves to become full inside. And then when that fullness reaches a certain point, we're naturally motivated to take action and move forward. And these cards, the Six of Clubs and the Six of Spades especially, are very much like that. But they're all like that, all the sixes. Okay, I have Kathy from Madison, Wisconsin, on line one. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Good. And your birthday is September 9th.
Right.
You're the Two of Diamonds, little wheeler dealer, eh? A Virgo Two of Diamonds, Jack of Spades. Wow. You've got a sharp mind there, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, 9-9, so you are 52?
Right.
Fabulous. Fabulous because when you turned 52, you went into a 13-year Saturn cycle. Very,
ooh,
very powerful time. Very powerful
oh.
time.
Great.
Do you know that you are a Two of Diamonds, Jack of Spades? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, do you have something to write with?
I'm writing right now, yeah.
Okay. Your birth card is the Two of Diamonds. And one second. Sherry, you need to get something to write with because when I finish with Kathy, I'm going to tell you your four cards. So your birth card, Kathy, is the Two of Diamonds. Your planetary ruling card is the Jack of Spades. Your spirit card is the Six of Clubs. And your soul card is the Ace of Diamonds. So you have the kind of mind, it's almost like you have three or four brains in your head. It's, you know, your intuition and your logic work simultaneously.
Mm.
That's what makes your mind so quick. Your mind works really, really fast. You know how to make things happen if you want
mm-hmm.
to.
Right.
The trick for you is to always follow your intuition because if you try to talk yourself out of that, then you go in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get in trouble or you, you know, run into walls or something.
Right.
So do you have a question? You just want me to look and see what magic is blessing you this year.
Yes, I think the latter. Thank you.
Okay, well, there's been some learning or adjustments regarding finances and responsibility
mm-hmm.
in that respect.
Yep.
And it's also been a time when it would be very important for you to put yourself in a position to be seen and to be heard. And I'm talking now about since your birthday. Now, because you've gone into this cycle, geez Louise, you've got the Ten of Hearts and the Ten of Diamonds governing you for 13 years. This is really amazing energy. And it's very important for you to be around other people.
Okay.
To work with people, to socialize with people, to make yourself available, even if you don't feel like it. Unless your intuition is telling you, let's not do this. If it's just your mind going, oh, God, I want to get dressed, or whatever, then you don't listen to that.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's see, where exactly are you? This is a Jupiter year for you. It's a time of expansion. It's a time to really move things to a new level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see, where is your card? I'm looking at what's sitting in your house. Okay, you're sitting in the King of Hearts house. It looks like there might have been a little loss after your birthday.
A little.
Maybe the ending of loss.
No, not exactly. But I've had some loss in the
mm-hmm.
past year.
That's what I mean. Well,
yeah.
Since your birthday.
No, nothing specific.
Oh,
but I've had a health challenge.
Uh-huh.
I had a heart attack at the end of May. And so I'm changing. Last year, right?
Okay, let me look at
so I'm going through a big change.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you had the Five of Spades behind you last year, and it was the Mars year, so that can change your health. And the Seven of Spades was on top of you, too. And that card always brings health challenges. Well, you have... This year you have the Seven of Spades in Venus, so you have to really take care of all your, that part of yourself that is, you know, your feminine being needs a lot of attention this year. It's really important for you to be with that part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? If you can be with groups of like-minded women and have
yes.
support around you, that's
yeah.
very important for you this year.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've done.
Oh, good.
Yeah, in a really big way.
So, let me just look for your Jack here. Okay, so your Jack of Spades is sitting in the Ace of Hearts house, which means this is a time when you create a brand new relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would think if you had a heart attack, you would probably be put on that path pretty quickly.
I am. I definitely
yeah.
am.
Yeah. And that's really where your focus needs to go, because you're letting go
mm-hmm.
of... The one thing I would be careful... Are you on medications?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to keep checking in with that to make sure, you know... if your dosage needs to change or something, that people are paying close attention to that, okay?
Okay.
But the positions that you're sitting in are really profound for you gaining greater self-love than you've probably ever had in your life before with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So stepping into a new kind of relationship where you're letting go of old ways of thinking, this is, you know, old ways. Old thought patterns or beliefs or ideas about yourself that don't work,
mm-hmm.
all of those need to change so that you look to your future with your eyes really open and with curiosity,
mm-hmm.
and you follow your intuition, and you only do what you want to do and what you feel to do.
Mm-hmm. A
lot of cards here in your path for your mind changing, your thoughts, your beliefs, and the way you communicate with yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense.
Yeah. So you're like a spiritual initiate with yourself this year. You're that's the part of yourself that's needing to be nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
That your feminine and that gentle the essence of your spirit. The essence of your spirit, like the child, the little girl that lives inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep. This is all about you taking responsibility, letting go of anything that doesn't serve you from the past.
Okay.
Let me just look at, now, I think that as you go forward,
mm-hmm.
that you're leaving the health challenges behind you.
Right, I believe that.
Yeah, because your cards when you turn 53 are ever so powerful, really, really powerful.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Great.
It's just, now, are you doing some sort of movement or exercise?
Yes, but I've been more focused on meditation and spiritual things and not as focused on the physical.
Okay, so can I make a suggestion
sure.
to you?
Sure.
Qigong might be really wonderful for you. It's probably the most physically healing movement that can be done. It's incredible.
Okay.
And you can go online. You can look and get a video or look for classes. Where are you, Madison? I'm sure they have classes
yes.
in Madison on Qigong. But I
okay.
highly recommend that. I feel strongly that might be very nice for you.
Oh, great.
Because it's a moving meditation, so it'll also enhance your sitting meditation.
Okay.
Now, I just want to quickly look at your long-range cards, and then I'll let you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I want to just see what's going on in your seven-year cycle, which began at 49. And 49, 50, 52. Have you done work with children or something? I'm feeling children for some reason.
Well, I've been in human services for a long time, but I don't have any children, but I do have nieces and nephews.
Uh-huh. So in the human services, do you work with kids?
I don't. I'm retired now.
Oh, you're retired now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you do any sort of volunteer work?
I am thinking about volunteer work.
Yeah, I feel like you might just want, I don't know if it's like holding babies in the hospital or what, just because I think it would be really wonderful for your own
mm-hmm. okay.
for the healing of your heart. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. This was so wonderful. I can't tell you how much I appreciated it.
You're very welcome, and I'm just sending you lots of love.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. So we have it's really important to reconnect. Best, most incredible way to reconnect and heal our hearts is with babies because they're just so pure. They're completely pure and just coming freshly into this environment that we live on in this planet. It's really questionable to me what's going on here. I used to have a boyfriend that would say to me, and I didn't argue with him about it was what you make it, it's heaven, you know, and we would just get it. We had this conversation so many times, and of course, after my son died, I agreed with him completely. I thought, oh, he was right. So, you know, it's moment by moment here on planet Earth. And tuning into nature and living with this incredible planet, I think, has a lot of benefits. And when the babies come in, they're coming from a place of purity. You know, they've been in the cosmic womb for 9 months, floating around in that sea, the celestial sea. And I just was with a newborn baby a few hours ago. Can you tell? My friend Jenny had her baby Grace. Now, this is really cool because they have another little girl who's going to be 2 on Friday. She's a little 2 of spades. No, when's her birthday? Not Friday. Her birthday is tomorrow. 2 of spades. Okay? And I was looking at mom and dad's cards before the birth because the baby didn't come when she was due. And I was, you know, trying to see, well, where would she be in here with them? And then I woke up the other morning and I thought, well, she's not coming for them. She's coming for Bea, their little girl that's going to be 2. And Bea is about to have a bone marrow transplant because her little body isn't making T cells. And I thought, this baby's coming to be with Bea. So she's not going to resonate in the same way with her parents' cards. So I'm looking, so then mom was in labor for a really long time, and I thought, this baby must be a 4 of spades because she's really stubborn, you know. She's got a strong will. So sure enough, she was born a 4 of spades. Well, that's an eternal Venus connection with the 2 of spades. So these two little sisters, Bea and Grace, are soulmates. And Grace has come in to be with Bea and support her in this life. And I just think it's going to be so amazing. And I got to see her today. I took Jenny some juice at the hospital, some fresh beet, something, carrot, whatever. And, oh, my God, I was just like, I just completely melted. The energy is so perfect. It's just so beautiful. And then it just reminds you of how, what a gift this life is. Okay, so Mark, are you on line 2?
Yes, I am. How are you, Sharon?
I'm great. And you're the 3 of spades, so today's your day.
Wow, I didn't know that today was the 3 of spades day.
It is a 3 of spades day. Did you know that you were the 3 of spades?
I know I'm a 3 of spades, and the back of clubs is my ruling card. I really love the cards. They've helped me quite a bit. And I'm also very enamored with your work. I love getting your daily emails. However, I obviously did not check it today, or I would have known it was a 3 of spades day.
There you go. Thank you so much for your kind words. That's very, very kind of you. Are you 35 right now?
I turned 35 in January.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Do you know what's really exciting about turning 35? You started a new 7-year cycle at 35.
You know, I felt a change coming on. I felt like 35 would be different, but I didn't know that I was starting a 7-year cycle, so I'm happy to know that.
It is a 7-year cycle, and it's the 5th one, and it's governed by the planet Uranus, so it's a time of a lot of change and leaving past things that you don't need behind, opening new ways into the future. You know, it's exciting. And you are so creative. You've got to be really creative.
Yes,
I mean, do you have your own business, or do you work some way in that world?
You know, I do have my own consultation as a publicist, and I work with a range of authors in addition to being a writer myself.
Uh-huh.
As of this last birthday, I really want to honor the side of me who wants to counsel people. I love the card, but I also love other systems of healing as well. And
you love what?
It's a matter of, I love the card, but I also love other systems that I find healing. And I feel like now's the time to honor that.
Well, let me tell you something, darling. I'm like grinning from ear to ear here. I'm about to explode. In your seven-year cycle, you know, every cycle, every year our cards move around, and every cycle our cards move around. And when you turn 35, and you would have felt this before your birthday, your Three of Spades birth card went into the Four of Hearts house, which is the house of love and the house of the metaphysician. You know, a lot of Four of Hearts are doctors and healers. And then your Jack of Clubs went into the Queen of Hearts house, and she is the compassionate counselor. So I'm not surprised you're feeling this way, because that's where you're going. That's where life is taking you.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
I live with two twins who happen to, well, twins who happen to be Queen of Hearts. And it's kind of funny that I'm also collaborating with them on quite a bit. And the level of exchange that we have is so amazing. The work that we're going to do together in San Francisco is so amazing. So it's kind of, I'm very happy to know that the Queen of Hearts figure prominently in my chart as well as in my life.
Well, are you going to work with both of them?
They have a business, so when I collaborate, you'll be with their business.
Okay, because the three of you together is a Two of Clubs, and so this is a card of communication, you know, and it's really communication from the higher mind to open people's awareness to the inner depths of their being.
You know, we work very hard to encourage artistic self-expression, and we have some very, very powerful ideas that I actually want to launch tomorrow, just getting on the phone with some real movers and shakers and announcing what we want to do. And I feel really encouraged.
Fabulous. Tomorrow's... Go ahead, sorry. Tomorrow's the Two of Spades, so that's a card of business partnership. And, you know, it's a day when you want to share your wisdom. And then, of course, we've got the Ace of Spades. And then my birthday is Thursday, the King of Diamonds. We got a whole string of powerful cards working right now.
Wow. Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. Yes, I'm going to make that very known. When I look at your yearly spread, which began on your birthday, this is, of course, a year that's governed by Mercury, which is all about new beginnings. You've got the Eight of Diamonds sitting in your house, so it's really important for you to get out and allow yourself, you know, to position yourself to be seen. This card is also going to enhance your perception.
Okay.
And let's see, where's your Three of Spades sitting? Oh, in the Three of Diamonds house. So it's all with you got the Queen of Hearts behind you. There we go again. Lots of support from your two Queen of Hearts. And also that encouragement for you to be that counselor. You know, and in front of you, the Six. I mean, this is a really powerful time for you to take everything and bust out, you know, bust a big move. Actually, just break outside of any confinements that you've had or old ways of doing things and really step out and allow yourself to just move with what you're feeling, because you have a lot of energy to support you in that. You may be letting go of some people that used to be in your life and creating a whole new surrounding, you know, network around you.
It's, you know, it's hard to do letting go, but that's how you make room for the new, and I'm really just open to it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hard. It needs, I think if it's gracious and done with love, then because everyone, we all have different paths and we don't know, you know, we don't know much of anything, really. When I stop and think about it, it's like, okay, well, you know, we're kind of in the dark here. So if we just follow what feels good, I think we end up going in the right direction. So I'm just going to look quick at your 52-day cycle. Where are you right now? You are in one, you're in your Venus cycle until the 25th of this month with the Four of Clubs. So this is the time when you're refining your ideas and you're bringing them into form. You're giving them a foundation and a structure to move on. That's what's happening.
That's what I'm doing. The mirror is very accurate. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then with your Jack of Clubs, it's like, it's all about thinking outside of the box and looking at how you can teach people, because I think you're also going to be working with groups.
Yes.
Cool.
You know, in my youth, it was, and I know I'm only 35, but in my youth, you know, the networking aspect and working with groups was a challenge, but when you really feel like you're sharing something that people need, that shyness has disappeared.
Yes. I know. It's just a beautiful dance that happens. It's like jumping into, you know, a river and allowing it to carry you, right?
Right.
Yep. Well, I just see that if you just keep allowing your intuition to guide you and just allow anything that wants to fall away to fall away, that before you, the doors are going to open in a really big way. I don't know that you want to completely let go of, you know, you have strong cards related to publishing and that kind of work too. So, you know, I don't know if you need to close the door. I think you just need to open another door. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does.
It's going to naturally shift. I just keep getting the image of a butterfly emerging from a cocoon. Metaposa.
I feel like talents that have been a long time in, I won't say in dormancy, but brewing, are now really coming to the surface in full force, with an outlet for them, and people who value what I do, and it feels really good at this time.
Well, I think that's exciting. I want to know more about what you do. Send me an email.
I will, and I know that you did classes, and I'm very enamored with your work, and the daily emails, I look for them, and I would love to work with you.
Okay, well, contact me.
I shall. I definitely will.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling, Mark. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Now, I just want to tell, Sherry, you're still there, I can feel you. 428, let's see, the Six of Clubs. Okay, your birth card is the Six of Clubs. Your spirit card is the Eight of Spades. Your soul card is the Two of Diamonds. And your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Hearts. You can go on my website and read what those things mean, or you can read them in my books as well. I have an online class going on right now, and it's really cool because one of my fabulous students and friends, and he's my technology mentor in Hawaii. Taught me how to use this webinar room, and it's so amazing, and it's been a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. This is the third week this week of an 8-week course, a level one training. And then I also have an iPod Touch iPhone application that has all the birthday descriptions, and I rewrote them so they're not exactly the same as the book. They're a little different. And then there's a link to your spirit card, so you can read about your spirit card as well, and I wrote that out and wrote what the difference is between the birth card and the spirit card. And then there's a birthday book where you can store birthdays, and it notifies you when it's somebody's birthday. And you can also email the cards to people, and the graphic goes with the description of the birthday card. So it's really cool. It's, you know, it doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it's very substantial with information, and it's gorgeous. It's really pretty. So, and then also, just go to my website and check out what I'm doing there. Okay, I have an email from somebody. Let me see what this is about. Stacy. Oh, she's just thanking me for the reminder. You're welcome. Sometimes I forget to send out the reminders for the radio show, and I feel like I spend a lot of time in front of this computer of mine. But I've been trying to remember, because I think last week I forgot. And I know I forget things all the time if I'm not reminded. So I'll try to stay on top of that. I welcome you to contact me. I do personal readings. And as I said earlier, if you have a birthday, if you're within 2 weeks either side of your birthday, you get a discount for your birthday reading, and you can schedule them ahead of time if you want. I do the card of the day every day because I feel like I understand that time has intention, and I understand that each day is full of wisdom and learning, and sometimes challenges, those challenges bring us learning. And very often, you know, we have to face difficult situations in our lives. And I believe always that there's always something to be gained on the other side of that. It's like pain and joy, you know. Sometimes it's a scary thing to go into the pain. But when we do, what we find on the other side is joy. And the secret lies in embracing whatever we're experiencing in the moment with faith, you know, with trust. And I'm not speaking religion here because I'm not a religious person, but to be fearless in our curiosity or with our curiosity, because we really don't know what's going on. I mean, I say that to myself every day. I really don't have a clue. You know, I watch myself and I listen to myself and I realize that I'm always talking to myself, you know. Whatever I'm saying, whatever's coming through, I'm listening because I'm curious about life. It's a big mystery to me. And I know, you know, sometimes it's not easy. I know a lot of people are having a tough time right now. And it's a time when we really need to follow our heart and follow our passion and just let go of everything else. Because it's from there that we're going to be led, you know, by life. When we're judging ourselves or thinking or trying to restrain ourselves or telling ourselves stories why something won't work, we are just really getting in the way. And this is a time to pull out all the stops and be happy, whatever that takes. And, you know, I'm talking about true happiness. And I believe that when we love ourselves and honor ourselves and do only what we feel like doing, that's what we have. I have to tell you a really quick story right now because it just popped into my head. And I saw this years ago. There was a special news whatever, and they had 15 people in the room that had all had spontaneous remissions from terminal cancer. They were with their doctors, and it was so amazing because each one of those doctors gave each one of their patients a death sentence and said, you have like 3 weeks to live, 6 weeks to live, very short amount of time. And they all did something different. Some did nothing, some did allopathic medicine, some did holistic, some did a combination. They had one thing in common, one thing that they all did the same. From that moment on, they only did what they wanted to do, no matter what it was. They didn't do what anyone expected of them, what anyone wanted them to do. They did nothing from obligation, only by choice, moment by moment, what they felt they wanted to do. All 15 of them, the cancer disappeared. To me, that's a recipe for living. I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you for listening. I love you all. I will talk to you next week. Feel free to communicate with me. Blessings. Bye.